Here's just one of the reasons it's great to be a member of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
But then the turtle turned to the duck and said, quite sincerely,
"But I never looked in the mirror until now." The end. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia, for that unexpected humor.
All right, calm down, everyone. Calm down, please.
Olivia!
Oh, Vice Principal Boris! Did you hear that? They loved it. They laughed the whole way through.
Yes, I heard. My, that was funny.
Thanks. I'm glad you convinced me to be part of the storytelling competition. I mean, I thought I had a funny story, but I just didn't think it was that funny.
Well, that's something you should know.
Yeah.
Look at your sleeve.
What is this? Toilet paper? A long piece of toilet paper?
It must have gotten stuck on your shirt. But
when I was in the bathroom? No! Oh, I had this on me the whole time I was out there.
Yes.
Oh.
And every time you'd move your arm in the story, the whole thing would flail around across the stage. But the story was excellent, too.
No one even heard my story, much less thought it was funny. What a disaster.
Now, don't worry, Olivia. They'll forget it in no time.
Hey, Olivia, loved your story today. It was a royal flush.
Thanks.
Make sure you do another one. You're on a roll.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That was hilarious.
They'll forget this in no time.
Olivia? Olivia, wait up!
Hi, Mr. Morris.
I need to speak with you about the Junior High State Leadership Conference.
What's that?
It's a week-long conference where student leaders from schools around the state come to Campbell College to develop their leadership skills. It's very exciting.
Oh, it sounds like it. And you need my help catering?
No. We want you to represent Odyssey Middle School.
As a student leader?
Of course.
But what about Evan Ludecky? You know, he led the debate team to a state championship and convinced the janitorial staff to switch to the more moisturizing hand soap in the bathroom dispensers.
He, was our first choice, but his family moved to Raleigh.
Ooh, that's right. Well, hey, what about Emily Jones? She's the student body president.
Her family's going on vacation.
Then what about...
Olivia, our other options have, shall we say, fallen through.
So you're settling for me?
No, not settling. You did a fine job running for president.
And lost.
You were inspiring in your petition to remove lima beans from the lunch menu.
Lost that one too.
You've led the drama club to perform some excellent plays.
Until I set the stage on fire in As You Like It.
Well done is apparently the correct answer there. But seriously, the conference is next week, and we need to find someone soon. Will you do it? You'll be excused from school for those days.
No, I'll have to ask my parents. I mean, if they say yes, then I guess I'll go.
I already called them, and they agreed.
What?
It's settled then. Congratulations!
Great! Hi, Mom.
Seatbelt, Olivia. How was your day?
Fine, then awful, then kind of cool.
Did the vice principal talk to you?
About the leadership conference? Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? Your school sees you as a leader.
I'm the backup to the backup for the backup.
Still, it's a great opportunity.
Well, after today's embarrassment, I'm surprised they still asked.
What happened?
I'd just rather not talk about it.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Olivia. Embarrassing moments are tough.
But I have enough moments to add up to embarrassing years. I'm the laughing stock of the school. Seems like I always am for some reason or another.
Try to put it behind you. Just think, Next week at the conference, you get a clean slate with a group of new kids. None of them will have seen that moment.
Yeah, that's true. They won't know anything about me.
Oh, when we get home, could you bike over to Finneman's Market? We're running low on a few things.
Sure. What do we need?
Just the usuals. Bacon and orange juice and, oh, and toilet paper.
Oh! Napkins, paper towels. Huh. Where is the toilet?
Oh! Pardon me.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, I'm certainly not helping by blocking the aisle. Have you seen the sale on these glasses?
No. I don't need glasses. 20/20 vision. It's the one thing I have going for me.
Well, gracious. No one wears glasses because they need them.
Really? Huh. I should tell Eugene that.
Glasses are the newest fashion accessory. See? These lenses are non-prescription.
Huh. Wow, look at that.
Try on this pair. I bet you'll look fabulous. They're all the rage in Europe.
Okay. Wait, I guess. What do you think?
You look brilliant. Quite classy.
Huh. It's almost believable when you say it.
What do you mean?
It just seems that people with British accents sound smarter and more sophisticated.
You know, you're not the first American to say that. But regardless, you do appear to be a whole different person. Take a look at yourself in the mirror.
You're right. Wow. A whole different person.
For a British accent, send the sound forward in your mouth and drop your R's. For example, I went far in my car would be I went far in my car. Pause this video and try it.
I went far in my car.
Also, tighten up your P and T sounds. Put the pot in the pit. Try it now.
Put the pot in the pit. Come in.
Olivia, is there a dress code for the conference?
No.
You just look very professional.
Oh, thank you. I thought I'd look the part. Huh. You know, you never want to be the most underdressed person in the room.
That's true. I wanted to tell you that I got an email from the Burks, the new family that moved in down the street.
Oh, right.
Apparently, your dad told them you'd be interested in babysitting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he mentioned that. I could really use the extra money.
Anyway, Mrs. Burke would like to interview you. I told her I could drop you off this afternoon after the leadership conference. And speaking of which, we should leave soon.
Oh, I'm almost ready. I just need a minute.
Okay. I have a pot of oatmeal on the stove if you're interested. And then we need to get in the car. Don't dilly-dally.
I'll be right down. A pot of oatmeal on the stove and then get in the car. I shan't dilly, nor dally. I sound so good.
Here's your badge and your folder, Olivia, and you'll be with the orange team. Okay. Your other two team members are already here in the auditorium waiting for the first session to start. Mm-hmm. Just look for the orange flag.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy the conference.
Okay.
I'll walk you over to your team before I leave.
Mom, you don't need to walk me anywhere. I'll be fine.
Oh, are you sure?
Mom.
Okay. I'll pick you up out front this afternoon. Love you.
Bye. Now, to try out these glasses. Okay, orange flag, huh? Oh. Hi.
Oh, hi. You must be Olivia. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Logan.
Hello. I'm quite pleased to make your acquaintance. Isn't this conference splendid?
It's great. Can you believe the winning group gets a trip to Washington, D.C.?
What? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it was in the information packets they sent out. At the end of the week, every team presents a speech on student leadership.
We work on it together and pick one person to present it. Everyone on the winning team goes to D.C.
That sounds smashing.
Good morning, students. My name is Michael Lefebvre. I'd like to welcome you to this year's Junior High State Leadership Conference.
Right, and then we could use the statistics from the Bergman source to demonstrate our third point, that good leaders continually develop other leaders. What do you think?
I think we all know who should present for our group.
Olivia, for sure.
Yep.
Really? Me?
Of course. You had the best ideas on all the problem-solving exercises earlier. And you're so articulate.
Maybe it's your British accent, but everything you say sounds super smart.
You're not the first American to say that.
How do you have an accent anyway?
Hmm?
You said you live here in Odyssey.
Oh, yes, yes, but Well, I grew up all over because of my dad's job. You know, he's a researcher.
What does he research?
England. Yep. Researcher of English food.
That's cool. My dad's an orthodontist. He hates food. Once you see a caramel bar stuck in a molar, you lose your appetite for it.
We'll help you write up the best speech for you, Olivia. But we know you'll do great.
You'll do it, right?
Well, just call me a teacup and serve me to the Queen.
Is that a yes or no?
Indeed. I would be delighted to represent you.
British humor is so far beyond my thinking.
Great. Washington, D.C., here we come!
Tally-ho! Yeah, yeah, and they both agreed to have me, give the presentation on Friday.
Oh, that's great, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm so excited and a little nervous, but also excited. They were so encouraging, and they really believe we could win the trip. Why are we going this way?
Remember, you're interviewing for the babysitting job.
Oh, that's right. Yes, and now I'll need the job more than ever because I'll need spending money to see the sights in D.C. and get pretzels from street vendors and buy an Abraham Lincoln bobblehead doll.
Your dad will be thrilled.
I'll get you a Secret Service visor too, Mom.
Ooh, such a wonderful daughter. But I'll just be happy if you do your best on the presentation. Now let's not keep Mrs. Burke waiting.
Mom, is it okay if I do the interview on my own? After all, I don't need a babysitter for my babysitting job.
I suppose.
And I'll just walk home when I'm done. It's not far.
Fine. But only if you get me a White House t-shirt in D.C.
Deal.
Must be Olivia. Why, you're just as pretty as a peach. Oh. I'm Carol Ann Burke. Come on in.
Oh.
Have a seat. Put your feet up. Just move the toys out of the way there. As soon as I clean up a room, these youngins just clutter it up again. Bless their hearts. Oh, would you care for some sweet tea, darling?
Sure.
This is so different from the South, but some things are just the same. Why, when my sweet husband told me he was taking a professor position at the college in Odyssey, well, I was madder than a wet hen, I'll tell you. But then I was able to transfer my job as well, and really, well, this place has been simply lovely. Oh, here's that tea, sugar. Now, I'll stop yammering on so you can tell me a bit about yourself. Go ahead.
My name's Olivia Parker, and I declare, this is just one of the finest cups of sweet tea I ever did have.
Oh, well, that is music to my ears.
I did it, Mom! I got the job! And the pay is great, and the kids are sweet, and Mrs. Burke is really nice, and she told me I can start weekends and work 3 days a week this summer.
That is wonderful.
Finally, Mom. Everything is going right in my world.
Great. But I do have one question.
I'll still do my chores, Mom.
I mean, the glasses.
Hmm?
I didn't know you wore glasses, and mothers usually know these things.
Oh, yeah, the glasses, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're just a fashion accessory.
Oh.
Wearing glasses is no different than socks, except they're made of glass, and they're worn on your face.
So, not like socks at all.
Well, I mean, they're fun. They're just fun and sophisticated. Don't you think?
They're fine, Olivia.
Yeah.
If you want to wear glasses, wear glasses. I appreciate that you want to express your individuality.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Plus, everyone's doing it.
But I want you to be okay with being Olivia. I don't want you to feel like you have to be someone you're not.
Oh, Mom! You have nothing to worry about. Top o' the morning to you, Logan and Kaylee.
Isn't that Irish?
Oh, yes. But Northern Ireland is part of the British Empire. We consider them our closest friends.
Her dad probably researches food there, too. Lucky.
Yep. Luck o' the Irish. But still British.
Dr. Fenwick, one of the judges, just came over and said she heard us practicing our presentation yesterday afternoon. She said we're the team to beat.
And I wish she hadn't said anything. Now I'm starting to get nervous. Tomorrow's the big day.
Don't worry. We've worked hard. What could go wrong?
I thought I'd stay and watch your presentation today.
What? Mom, you can't.
Oh, but you're the one speaking, and it's open to the public. I want to support you.
Oh, can't you support me from further away? I'm not sure I can be myself if I know you're watching me.
But I've always come to watch you perform in plays or speeches. Mm. It's never affected you negatively before.
But Mom,
we're here. What's wrong? Why are you so adamant about this?
I need to go, okay? I'm late. Please don't stay, Mom. She can't stay. It'll ruin everything.
Olivia! Oh, fancy seeing you here.
Mrs. Burke! Why, what a pleasant surprise. Are you visiting your husband?
No, not today. I'm an adjunct professor in the speech department, and they asked me to fill in as one of the judges for the competition today.
Judge? For the leadership conference?
The very one. Is that why you're here, too? Oh, what a small world, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Small as a pickle in a pond. Well, I was just fixing to meet up with my team over yonder.
Well, of course. I'm sorry to keep you. I reckon I better go, too. Best of luck to y'all.
Well, thanks.
Oh, no. Gonna do.
Olivia!
Mom! I'm so glad you're here!
You are?
Oh.
I can't keep up with your moods. I just came in to give you your badge. You left it in the car. Don't worry, I'm not staying.
No. You need to stay.
What?
You need to save me.
What's wrong?
I'm Southern British.
Oh, Olivia! There you are. We've been looking for you.
Oh! Well, I shan't be too long.
What?
Just having a chit-chat with my mom.
Okay, but hurry up. Dr. Fenwick came by to meet our team, and you missed it. She's over there.
Very good. I'll... Wait, that's Dr. Fenwick?
Yeah. Have you met her?
Mm-hmm. At Finneman's Market. She was buying glasses, and I was speaking normal.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't give a bad impression. So, are you coming?
I'll be there momentarily. Cheerios!
Okay, hurry up.
Cheerios? What was that all about?
That is what I'm trying to tell you.
Olivia! Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I forgot to mention that you can start sitting this Friday if you're available.
Well, you betcha. Sounds like a grand old time.
Oh, good. Well, best of luck. Now, you know I have to be impartial and all, but I hope you do real well.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Burke. I'm nervous as a pig at a picnic, but I'm gonna be doing my best.
Okay, see you in there.
Pig at a picnic?
I can't help it, Mom. It just comes out of me.
Olivia, what is going on?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I messed up. I became British and Southern, and now I have no idea what to do. You have to help me.
Honey, how did this happen?
Okay. Remember how you said this leadership conference would be like starting over with a clean slate? Well, I just wanted my clean slate to sound more intelligent and cultured, and it worked. I mean, my team really liked my British accent and thought I had great ideas.
And with Mrs. Burke?
I didn't even mean to start sounding Southern. It just kind of came out, and she was thrilled. I know. I'll combine them all. That works, right?
No.
Oh, can I go hide in the car and you tell everyone that I have a brain injury?
No.
Okay, fine. Tell me how to fix this.
No.
What? That's the one you're supposed to agree to. Is this because I want to do everything on my own now?
No, Olivia. It's because you already know what to do. I don't need to tell you.
But I don't even know what nationality I am.
You know exactly who you are. You just have to remember who that is, because underneath fashion accessories and accents, you're a follower of Christ, and you know what he wants you to do. Instead of looking for a quick fix answer, look at who you were created to be and be that person.
I hate it when you're right.
Olivia, the presentations are supposed to begin shortly.
Yeah, and I believe your team is up first, so...
Why did you want all of us to meet back here?
Is something wrong?
Oh, actually, yes. I needed to tell you all the truth.
Huh?
What?
Mrs. Burke?
Yes?
I'm sorry I deceived you. I'm not a Southerner.
Oh, I know that, dear. You have a horrible Southern accent.
You knew?
Well, of course I did. I thought you were just trying to make me feel at home in the neighborhood, so I went along with it.
Although I'm afraid it's not as bad as your British accent. I heard you practicing earlier this week.
Huh? Wait, what?
I can't imagine anyone bought it. You actually said Cheerios instead of Cheerio.
And she used the phrase, as small as a pickle in a pond.
Oh, you're right. That might be worse.
Hold on. So none of you were fooled? You knew I was faking it?
Well, I just assumed it was part of your presentation.
And I just thought you were trying to be neighborly.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you fooled us completely.
Perhaps we should head to our seats, Mrs. Burke. I think Olivia needs to chat with her team.
Sure.
You lied to us for a whole week. I don't know if I can believe anything you say anymore.
I'm so sorry. I really wanted you to think I was intelligent and articulate.
We did think that, because you had great ideas and you expressed them well.
And more important than that, we thought you were a good friend.
And not because of your accent.
I made a mistake. In trying to be who I thought you wanted me to be, I forgot who I was. Who I am is a Christian. But how I acted wasn't like Jesus. Guys, I'm really sorry.
And is this the real you talking, or someone else?
This is who I really am. I don't have an exotic accent. I usually wear jeans. I have 4 zits I covered up with concealer. And to be totally honest, these glasses are fake. Can you forgive me?
Only if you go out there and do the best you can on this presentation.
Well, I will. But it'll be in my normal American accent.
That's silly. Americans don't have accents. It's everyone else.
Yeah. But before I get into the speech we've prepared, I want to tell the audience what I learned just now. About trying to be someone I'm not, and how that can get you into trouble.
Well, I'm not
yeah,
sure you
should.
Orange team, I'm going on stage. You're up first.
Guys, I have to do it.
Olivia, you can't. You're...
No. I know it's not how we practice, but this conference is about leadership. And leadership starts with sharing the lessons you've learned.
We're fine with what you're gonna say. It's just...
You have a piece of toilet paper attached to your shoe.
Oh, I do. Thanks.
Now that would have been embarrassing.
The worst.
Yeah, the worst.
First, present the Orange Team. Join me in welcoming Miss Olivia Parker.
Relating to different people isn't necessarily a bad thing. In 1 Corinthians 9, the Apostle Paul was happy to become all things to all people if it helped him spread the good news about Jesus. But as Olivia learned in today's adventure, we should never be dishonest or try to change who we are to please someone else. God wants you to be the person He made you to be. That's a relief, isn't it? Your identity isn't where you're from, what you sound like, what you look like, or even how much you know. It's about your relationship with your Heavenly Father, who loves you just the way you are, and more than you can possibly imagine. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The new Olivia was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Stables, Amanda Troop, Deborah Marlowe, Jane Windsor, Ava Bianchi, Andrew Fox, and Phil Morris. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.